Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's some heartland rock and roll right there, folks. John Cougar Mellencamp. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rock and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book is Age of the Customer, and that's for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Tom Garr is our good friend, our Brain Trust member, Chief Operating Officer at ProfitabilityRevolution.com, and he's here to talk to us about we're continuing our conversation, I should say, on the Favor Bank. The Favor Bank system. It's an actual system, isn't it, Tom?
It absolutely is, and I've used it for 30 years, and I've had very great success with it.
One of the things that you point out in an article you wrote, by the way, folks, if you go to ProfitabilityRevolution.com, I'm sure they can find your articles there, right, Tom?
We're starting to get them up there, that's right.
All right. This is a great article he wrote about this. You mentioned that the Favor Bank system will improve your reputational awareness. Tell us about that.
Well, the question is that as I said earlier, the key is for the customer to, how do you want that person to identify you? Do you want to be the rep that sells the product, or do you want to be an extension of his business in such a way that the outcome is the same? You're selling your product, and he knows you're selling, but your reputation is something greater than that. So you have to create things that you will be known for, and things that you can do for them. For example, you might be selling a particular product to that customer, but you also have got some particular insight in your background. It could be accounting, it could be marketing, mm-hmm. It could be sales, it could be employee relations, but some way when the customer, you want them to talk to you about their issues. You have to understand the difference between an issue and a problem. Issues are dealt with, problems are big, and if he's got issues, you say, what's going on with you? What are your issues? And let him, if you can get involved in that and find something where away from that sale you can help him, then you are creating reputational awareness because there's more to you than just that sale.
When I had my consulting company, I knew how to do a lot of things because I'd been around a long time. I'd seen a lot of the good, the bad, and the ugly for a long time, so I knew how to do a lot of things. But there were many more things that I didn't know how to do, and it took me about a year or so. But when I finally figured out that my clients weren't asking me to fix things myself, they were asking me to get things fixed, which meant that when they gave me a problem, they weren't saying, Jim, fix this. They were telling me to find out how to fix it, meaning that I didn't have to do it myself. I could bring somebody else in. I could recommend somebody. And so when that opened up the way I thought about solving their problems. And it opened up how they thought about me. And this leads Tom, to the holy grail of business, and that's referrals.
You're absolutely right. I got to tell you, here's a subtle point. And I ran a small business that we started from zero, took it up to $14 million in revenues over a 15-year period, and I've done this. And there's a subtle point. As you're getting going, whether you're the vendor or whether you're the small business using vendors, you need a lot of things, and you may need a lot of things more than that one thing that one person is selling to you. And along the way, you get crazy. You're not in a position to pay for every single thing. And if someone who's a vendor of one thing can give you a little help on something else, and you're not paying for it, that guy is going to be inclined to want to pay you somehow because he's going to feel that you're honest and that you're there for him. That's what matters.
And it's how you get your margin, too. It's how you get your price, isn't it?
Well, it is, and there have been times, I've told you before that I was a Wall Street type for 15 years as what's called an institutional salesman, like a stockbroker for large portfolios, but there were things that they needed other than what I was selling, and the only way to get to be what I was selling is I had to go through A, and I decided early on that I'm going to be the very best there is against this brutal competition I was up against in providing what they needed, because when I needed them, I could go to them and say, look, I'd like to talk to you about this. And they say, sure, Tommy, come on in. Let's talk about it. Didn't always make the sale, but I had a better shot. I had a chance. And so the question becomes, you make deposits in the Favor Bank, and then you have to learn when to make the withdrawal.
That's a big deal, isn't it? But thing is, you can't make withdrawals till you make deposits, and that's what a lot of people don't get, do they?
And it's just like your bank account. Assume there's no borrowing here. Okay, you have to. There's a finite amount of resources. You got to pick your spots.
Yeah.
Well, the key is you got to pick your spots. But if you do it right and you always maintain a positive balance on the ledger, on the favor bank, you're always going to be in the right view of your client. And that's what makes the repeat sale. And that's what keeps the other son of a gun from getting in.
And what you'll find, and this gets into the competition part of your article, what you covered on this thing, what you find is that you'll have competitors who won't do anything unless there's something in it for them. And I'll tell you something, Tom. In the age of the customer, nothing gets a light shined on it more than that kind of selfishness.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. As we build Profitability Revolution paradigm, you know, our internet broadcast channel for small business, there are all kinds of people that want to sell me all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And I'm only going to do what I want to do. I'm only going to do what I know what I need to do. And if they're there to help me, when we get where we're going to be in this business, everybody makes money. But right now, I'm going to remember who's there for me.
What are we going to find? We've got 20 seconds. What are we going to find when we get to your website?
What you're going to find is a very extensive video library of all manner of things to help small business, sales, marketing, HR, finance, operations, and so on. You're going to see live internet broadcasts of interviews of very interesting people, including Mr. Jim Blasingame from time to time. And it's a subscription-based model. Gold membership's $20 a month. It's a wonderful product.
It's a heck of a deal. That's profitabilityrevolution.com, right?
Profitabilityrevolution.com.
Hey, Tom, come back soon. Good job today.
Yes, sir.
Tom
Gaw. Great to see you.
Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.